Today's episode of Tailgate Radio is brought to you by the All-Day IPA from Founders Brewery. Session boldly with the IPA that can hang as long as you can. Our All-Day Session Ale keeps your taste satisfied and your senses sharp, making it the perfect companion for adventure. Naturally brewed with a complex array of malts, grains, and hops, All-Day IPA is balanced for optimal aromatics and a clean finish. The perfect reward for an honest day's work and the ultimate companion to celebrate life's simple pleasures. No matter what the season, the full flavor of All-Day IPA won't quit, so you don't have to either. Make All Day last even longer with a 15-pack today. Visit alldayipa.com to find All Day IPA near you and start your adventure. That's alldayipa.com.
You're listening to Tailgate Radio.
What's up, everybody? It's Adam Richman from the Travel Channel, and you are feasting your ears on Tailgate Radio with the Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Remember, chew carefully and eat mightily.
Coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant John Largent dropping in on you with our little tailgate party that we have here in the podcast world for episode number 109. Our little show that we have blasting its way through all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and over 50 countries across this big blue marble we call Earth. I am the Grill Sergeant John Largent. We got a great show for you. And I want to remind everybody to stop in and check out our new sponsor this week, the All Day IPA, the good folks over at Founders Brewery. That's alldayipa.com. Check it out and order yourself a 15-pack today. And as we roll through the sports season, you know, this is the best time of the year when it comes to sports because NFL is in full season. Some of you have already given up on your teams, Cleveland. But Cleveland, you've got something else to cheer about. Your Indians are in the World Series. And as we're taping this, it's 1-1 with the Chicago Cubs. No matter which team wins, it's been well over, I mean, for the Cubs, it's been since 1908. And for the Indians, I know I'm going to get corrected on this, but I think it's 1948 since they've won a World Series. So for all you baseball fans, this is something new. I mean, it's old school. The Cubs, the Indians, the World Series. Very interesting times. On top of that, you've got the NFL. The numbers keep dropping. I don't know. How do you feel about that? Or do you even care about the ratings? If you're enjoying your football, do you even care that people are turning off the NFL this year? And, of course, there is the juggernaut that is the University of Alabama. Roll Tide, roll. They are unstoppable. I think they could beat half the teams in the NFL. Are they ever going to lose again? I don't know. So that's what's going on in the world of sports. And one of the things that I'm getting ready to do is I'm getting ready to buy my next grill. This is not something that I take lightly because I am the Grill Sergeant. And all that really means is that I need a new toy to play with out in my backyard. And unlike a lot of people, you know, some people get boats. Some people get really fast cars. I just collect grills. I've got more grills than I know what to do with, and I need another one. And I need to get one that I haven't had before. And so it's almost like conquering the next barbecue divide, the next grilling divide. Which way do I go? And here's where I'm leaning, and I want your feedback, and you can certainly give us your feedback over at Tailgate Radio on Twitter, or you can go to our website at tailgateradio.com, or you can email me at stuff@tailgateradio. But I'm thinking about getting a PK grill from the fine folks in Arkansas This is an aluminum grill. It's very simple in its design, but that's its genius. And I'm not being paid to promote the PK grill because I've got other choices I need to think about. But I remember as a kid, my grandfather having a PK grill. Now this, just to give you a little history, and I know I'm going to botch the history, but basically this grill's been around for a long time. It went away, and some really industrious and smart, forward-thinking people reclaimed the PK grill and have started production again. And I think it used to be produced in Texas, and now it's being produced in Arkansas. But the quality, I went to a retailer the other day and saw a PK grill. It's amazingly simple. It is aluminum, which means that it'll never rust. And one of the other things is that aluminum really conducts heat better. And the way they have these flues on the top and bottom of the grill allows for really good circulation of air so that the grilling process is so much better. Now, I've got, as I've mentioned before on previous shows, I've got a Carson Rodizio. And if you're not familiar, go over to Carson Rodizio. Rodizio is spelled R-O-D-I-Z-I-O. And my good friend Blake Carson, the inventor, the proprietor, the madman of Memphis, as I call him, he's just an unbelievable dynamo of energy and positivity, and he is a world-class chef. And so the great thing about the PK grill is that the Rodizio sits right on top of it perfectly. And they're the same color. There's just a lot of synergy there, and I like it. My other direction that I'm thinking about going is the darling of the grilling world right now, and that's the Big Green Egg. I don't have one. I don't have one. I don't know why I don't have one. I've been to events across the country where it's being used. My good friend, Ted Reeder, used to be a spokesman for Big Green Egg. So I've seen it at work. I have been able to partake in the end result, the end product of the Big Green Egg, and it's a thing of beauty. But I don't know which way to go. On one hand, the PK grill is less expensive. It'll take up less space, and it'll give me exactly what I want in that regard. But from the Big Green Egg, there's just so many applications. And my Rodizio will work well on it as well. So do I go aluminum or do I go ceramic? I don't know. I'll keep you updated because these are the things that keep me up at night. It's not the politics. It's not the election in just a few days. It's not the end result of the free world. What's going to happen? Who's going to lead this country for the next 4 years? It's PK. Big Green Egg. So for Election Day coverage, I will make my decision on November 8th, which is a Tuesday. And then I will broadcast my decision for our Thursday, November the 10th episode, which will be, I think, in 2 weeks. So I know you are just on pins and needles for my decision of what kind of grill I'm going to get. I'll just keep you posted. These are the things that the weight of the world are on my shoulder. I'll get back with you. And speaking of getting back with you, when we come back, we got a great show this week. We got a great interview. And listen in for some other stuff that you may catch that makes this interview a little interesting. So we'll be back with more Tailgate Radio. And yeah, we're going to have fun this week. All right, I want to bring in my guest this week. He was classically trained at the French Culinary Institute. He's been on TV, on the Food Network, on several shows, including the next Food Network Star Season 7, Chopped All Stars. He's had a show on MTV called The House of Food. He's the culinary bad boy. Let's welcome in to the Tailgate Nation, Chris Nichelle.
Thanks a lot, man. Thanks for having me.
First of all, I want to ask you, how crazy is it that in the world of television that you have become this superstar? I would think as a chef, that's got to be mind-blowing how the culture has embraced this foodie culture. What is your thought on that? When you went into culinary school, was any of this on your radar?
Not really. So my quick story in a bubble is I went to college for marketing and public relations. I did it. I worked a suit. And then I've always, my whole life, cooked. Food has been my biggest passion, but I never thought there was money in it. I did not go into it because of television. But what has happened is about seven, 8 years ago, I went to the front culinary institute, said, screw it, dropped my job, said, you know what, I'm going balls to the wall. Went to the French Culinary Institute in New York, and from there, became a sous chef at a restaurant, was doing great, and an ex, you know what, there's a show, Food Network star. Great. I was like, whatever, all right, so I'll go to an interview. I went, and I sat for about 7 hours. I started a tab at the bar. I was probably the only one to do that, and I had a great experience. I talked for about 20 seconds, and they luckily called me back. It was out of about 10,000 people, season 7 Food Network star, and I got it out of 15. So it was just a crazy month living in a house. I was 10 years younger than the youngest person in the house, and that's where my television career began. It's amazing. It's great. I'm lucky, and I'm passionate, and I'm gonna make the rest happen.
How hard is it to balance the television stuff with the actual work in the kitchen? That to me seems like that is a difficult chore.
Yeah, it's a really difficult thing because I'm recently married also. So
congratulations.
My wife, it's a lot, man. So my wife actually went to LA with me and filmed for Hot Food, on MTV. I had an apartment in West Hollywood. She came and was actually working York hours, so 7 a.m. And I was filming like three, four days a week. So I was lucky to do these things sort of around different jobs and consulting things because I got in these monstrous jobs. So I was running World Yacht and North River Lobster Company, which does about 1,500 to 1,800 people a day in the summer on one boat. So we're talking about $3.6 million in 5 months. So I'm driving around with a golf cart, going nuts, cooking sauce and ordering thousands of lobsters, and it's just completely amazing. And I've done Celsius Bryant Park with 1,500 covers a day, electric kitchen, completely bonkers. The experiences I've had have been completely amazing. And then so I get these insane catering jobs, executive chef jobs, and I'll also consult for restaurants. I have a place I'm making like 10 wing sauces, like peanut butter and jelly, like butterscotch bourbon, like just complete craziness. So it's hard. It's a crazy ambiance, and I don't mind it because I always want to be just on my grind. So whatever it is, I'm just working my ass off. So currently, I'm about to be on QVC, HSN, and I am going to be building a TV show very, very, very soon. But I'm also building one of the biggest food apps that is ever going to come out, period. So it's crazy, completely insane.
But you probably wouldn't want to have it any other way. I'm here with culinary bad boy Chris Nichelle, and I want to talk about your nickname or your brand, because being a smart marketing guy, you told us you went to college for marketing, and I think it's imperative that to take your brand to the next level, that you come up with something that's good. How did you actually come up with the culinary bad boy brand? Or if I'm not mistaken, didn't they call you that on the on season 7 of the Next Food Network Star?
Yeah. So what happened is always thinking about, you know, business and such and stuff. Label me the culinary bad boy, put it on my bio, put it on the Food Network with these millions of viewers, and then I copyrighted it, and I ran with it, and basically, I'm the culinary bad boy with the hardest, and I'm always doing philanthropic endeavors. I'm doing, you know, things that are actually great, but, you know, I'm a badass. You know, I work hard, I play hard, and I care a lot about everything I do, you know, from the kitchen to, you know, and to my wife. To the, I'm a very passionate. You there, bud?
I lost you there for a second.
Oh, no, man. Tailgate radio, baby. Best of the best.
So, you were just saying you were very passionate, and then you cut out for a second. If you want to pick up right there, I can edit that out. No worries.
You got it, brother. So you know, it sort of fit the bill. You know, calling the bad boy, when I went on the first show I did, you know, with all the editing and everything that happens with the show, I was sort of, you know, this maniac, badass, culinary bad boy. But the great part about this whole brand is it's worked from, you know, cooking from politicians to lawyers to Puff Daddy to whatever. You know, it's been a brand that's been made really around me, around my food, and with just nonstop work, you know?
Yeah, Ned, let's take a left turn here. Let's talk about tailgating, because we love the tailgate culture. We love the parking lot. I spent a lot of time in New Jersey at both Jets and Giants games. I've had a great time up there. How much opportunity do you have to get involved in that, and do you enjoy that?
Well, the best part about being a badass chef is when you have friends, and myself, I'm a huge football fan. So, unfortunately, you might not like this, but I'm a Patriots fan. but it's okay if they're burning a Brady jersey. Most of my friends are just Giants fans, and I will always, for tickets, rock out a sick tailgate from barbecue to brats to you know, just really creative stuff and having a ton of fun. I mean, I'll do poppers on the grill. I'll stuff them with tater tots, double wrap them with bacon, and you know, there's nothing you can't do at a tailgate, and it is just man magic. And women are definitely invited, but it's just, you know, a ton of, and there's nothing better than football, beer, tailgating food, and the tailgate experience.
Do you find that you pick some things up? I know, being classically trained, I know I've spent, you know, probably months, if you tied it all together, in the parking lot, and some of the best food that I have ever consumed in my life is made out in the parking lot. And do you pick up anything like that, or how willing are you to share what you're doing with other guys out in the parking lot?
Listen, all that classically trained means, in my opinion, it's like, you know, you're really good at, you know, all your, like your father was an electrician, right? This might not be the best analogy, but then you go to school and you actually learn the science behind everything. It just makes you an expert. So I've always liked to cook. My uncle's Argentinian, my dad's Italian, my mom's Polish. So I've just extremely passionate into food because my parents were the best cooks. So I have gone balls to the wall, which makes it cool because I've always loved munchy food. I've always loved grill food. I've always loved tailgate food. Fun, just American dream food. That's not, it doesn't have to be the glam. You don't have to go to John George or per se. You can have an amazing meal, some great character, and some great people around you at a tailgate. And you can do amazing food, low and slow, you know, some sick ribs, and you can have a smoker out there, you can have your grills, and just that whole experience in food. I mean, doing just phenomenal things, doing fusion tailgate, or just doing the classic brat, you know, whatever it is, or infusing your burger. You know, you can do gorgonzola brisket burger, you can do a short rib burger, you can do tons of fun under the tailgate.
Yeah, and what we always tell people is, whether you've got a hibachi and a hatchback or a $500,000 RV, everybody wins at a tailgate party.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here with the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel. Before we go, Chris.
And I'm here with Tailgate Radio, baby.
Yeah.
The best.
Yeah.
We're going to start tailgating soon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, so you were on the next Food Network star. You were on the Chopped All-Stars. You were on MTV House of Food. What is next for the culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel?
What is next is a lot, man. A huge food app being built currently. My catering company is thriving. I'm cooking with kids because kids are the future, and I absolutely love it. So I do a lot of kids' camps and, you know, everything from, you know, farm to table to just, you know, I would do a class on tailgating. You know, it's an amazing thing when I can put my passion into others.
Well, I know I would love to get up there. Are you still mainly in the New York, New Jersey area, or are you bi-coastal right now?
I am mainly New York, New Jersey.
Awesome. Well, I want to get up there, even though I might have to pane through a Patriots tailgate. I'd love to come up there and hang out with you and spend some time.
I'll come to your Jets or Giants tailgate, and I will throw down. I will throw down, and you know what we should do? We should do a really dope thing on the radio. We should do a head-to-head tailgate with another chef of your choice, and we should have some real fun with this.
We'll make that happen. And you know what? If you don't mind traveling, we might send you down here to Austin, and we could do something before a Longhorns game, do a little college tailgating.
I would love it. Yeah. I absolutely love it, man.
That'd be awesome. We look forward to that. And how can people find you on social media so that they can keep track of what's up next with Chris Nerschel?
Culinary Bad Boy, Culinary Bad Boy, Culinary Bad Boy. But that's my Twitter, that's my Instagram, that's my Facebook. But on Facebook, feel free to reach out to me. Chris Nerschel is my name because I do not update my fan page enough. And it would be my pleasure. And Tailgate Radio, I'll put up some recipes for y'all. And whatever else, and we'll plan something completely phenomenal.
Well, we're going to make that happen for sure. The culinary bad boy, Chris Nerschel, right here on Tailgate Radio. Thank you so much for coming in. And we look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Sounds good, man. Can't wait to take you the road, and let's get our barbecue on.
All right, Tailgate Nation, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's show. I want to thank you for listening in and downloading this week's show. I want to remind you, you can hear our show on iTunes, SoundCloud, YouTube, Audio Boom, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and at our website at tailgateradio.com. You can also check us out on our Twitter account at Tailgate Radio. And as we always say here, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Adios, amigos. Catch you on down the road.
You've been listening to the Tailgate Radio Network. Any rebroadcast without the express written consent of Major League Beer Pong is strictly prohibited.